What's up, gamers? We are back on this lovely Indigenous Peoples Day Monday. You're listening to Emmeline
and Theo
at ADP at WFO Medford, 91.5 FM. We have some treats for you today.
We have a very big variety, again. It's a mix, and somehow it all works.
I hope so. We're going to give you, like, vibe whiplash.
Yeah.
So get excited.
Yes. Oh yeah, we were at the station ID. Okay. All right.
Lovely stuff.
You're
enjoy
all ready
some
to
music.
Hear some tunes.
Yeah, boy, change the channel. Without you, they'd see, yeah, that watching on them, but you never stuck on the same channel. Take yourself out the tunnel, pick your shit up, relocate. Dominating the battles, who said you gotta settle? Battle for who, for what? You lose your touch, it's time to transform your channel. Know your fate, do the honor, flip the page. Who you stuck on, pull you down the funnel. Be a lover, humbly avoid the fuckery.
Hey.
Hey. Welcome back.
Welcome back. We're here. It's Indigenous Peoples Day.
It is.
And we are on Massachusetts land.
Oh. Yeah, that's not very cool of us, huh?
No. But here we are. It's also National Coming Out Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Happy National Coming Out.
Why'd you look at me like that?
We'll not be coming out on the radio. Guys, I'm gay. Oh. My family's listening. Family.
All jokes.
Sure. Definitely all jokes.
Stop making fun of me.
Emmeline, how's your day today? What'd you do today?
So far, nothing. I ate yogurt, but my strawberries were frozen, so I had to put them in the microwave. And it was honestly kind of disgusting. that was a mistake.
That sounds really nasty.
Yeah, it was. And I didn't even have coffee or anything. I just ate Greek yogurt. Oh my God.
I've pulled up a photo. Emmeline sent me a photo this morning with no context except my yogurt is gross, and it looks really gross. It looks bad. And now that you told me it's a microwave strawberries, it looks even worse.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it, honestly. I should have had something else. So that's my story for this morning. What songs do we just play for everyone?
Going from oldest to newest, we played Lauren by Men I Trust, Change the Channel by Mia Gladstone, Swim Good by Frank Ocean, The American Dream is Alive in Mexico by Mood Beach.
That's dedicated to our girl, Izzy.
Yes.
Moved to Mexico and...
Yeah, I've listened to this song and was like, this is Izzy's song. Yeah. It, not only is it a song that Izzy would like, but the title is Izzy's Life.
Yep. They do have a song for everything, huh? Do they have a song called Gross Yogurt?
Let's see. We'll look that up, and if I can find it, we'll play that too.
Yeah. If it can be aired on the radio, which somehow I'm questioning right now.
True. If you didn't know, we're not allowed to swear. I found a playlist called Yogurt is Gross, but I don't know if that's what we're looking for. We can't swear. We can't talk about substances. And we haven't done any of that yet.
No. But we talk about that yogurt, which pretty much passes. It's just like, it should be illegal.
That's a substance.
It was rancid. Rancid, I tell you. I brushed my teeth 3 times. 3 times. It's disgusting.
We want to know what I had for breakfast?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyways.
Yes. Please tell us.
I had toast with peanut butter and raspberry jam.
Well, that sounds kind of lovely.
It was great.
Way to rub it in.
I'm sorry that your breakfast was so god-awful.
It's okay, I made it for myself. I had so much food in the house, too. I really don't know why I did that.
Sometimes you gotta torture yourself. As a treat.
Just
breakfast
to
treat.
Spice up my day. Maybe my lunch will not be absolutely decrepit, so...
We'll see.
Fingers crossed!
Well...
Are you all ready for some more tunes?
We got lots of tunes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's play them.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening to this monstrosity.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. So where were the spiders? Jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass. He was the Naz with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar. Making love with his ego, man, I had to break up the band.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
You were just listening to Working for the Knife by Mitski, which she just released on the 5th, and I have listened to it nonstop since then. It's, you know, about how she doesn't like working, and that's a message that resonates with me.
Anti-capitalist Mitski. Emily knows that I normally don't like Mitski. Period.
Yeah.
But I like that song. It was good.
Okay.
I can't vibe with the Nobody song. I like the Strawberry Blonde one.
Okay.
Those are the only three I know now, is now Working for the Knife. I liked it.
Okay. So wait, you hated Mitski, but you only know three songs now.
Yeah. I can't get over the Nobody song. I think it's so bad. I'm sorry to everybody listening who likes Mitski. I just can't get behind it.
Well, no.
I know it's supposed to be, like, bad in a good way. Or maybe maybe it's not. Maybe it's supposed to just be good.
Well, like, I think the repetition is, like, a point of the song, but it's not necessarily pleasant to listen to before you're, like, I don't know.
I feel like Mitski is like coffee. Like, at first you're like, this is bad, and then slowly you're like, this is good.
Maybe. That means you, though. I'm, like, so... Now I'm excited about how you've declared that you hated it while only listening to a couple songs, because I thought that you'd, like, listen in and, like, knew what Mitski was about, and you were like, nah.
Well, my ex-partner she loved Mitski, and we used to listen to her a lot, so I have heard a lot of her songs.
Oh, okay.
Just those two are the only ones I could, like, name.
Oh, okay.
But...
less hope for me overall.
Well, I'm sure it's like the coffee thing. Like, at first I thought coffee was gross, and now I drink it every day.
Yeah.
Just, you know, maybe it'll grow on me. I'll give another listen, just for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Maybe you'll turn me on National Coming Out Day.
Amazing. That is all I could have asked for, really.
If you were here last week, you would know that I'm starting a tradition where I write a haiku in the studio as we're sitting here. I don't read it to Emmeline until we're on air, so Emmeline has not heard this, but I wrote one.
Ooh.
And they're never good, but I want Emmeline to rate them anyways.
All right, what's the scale?
One is the first time you try coffee.
Okay.
And 10 is that Mitski song.
Okay.
Was that clear? Was that a clear scale for you?
Yep. It works for me.
All right. I hope I counted the syllables right. If I didn't, nobody say anything, please. All right. County fair today. I hope I can pet a sheep. No more yogurt, please.
You know?
Is it a slant rhyme at the end?
I missed that, honestly. I was thinking about the sheep when you were talking about the yogurt, and I think I just might be a little slow catching on.
Should I read it again for you?
Yes. <Without help? laughs> So I can think about it.
County fair today. I hope I can pet a sheep. No more yogurt, please. Take a minute to digest.
I give that between the scale of first time trying coffee and Mitski song. I'll give it a Danimals yogurt.
Oh, so that's bad.
No, like, they're kind of nice. They're good. They're kind of nice.
A frozen Danimals yogurt?
No, not frozen.
Oh, raw.
No, just raw yogurt.
So not very
But,
good.
Like, they're, like, kind of sweet, like a smoothie, but you don't want to have, like, more than one of them.
So you don't like the haiku?
No, I like it. That's what I'm saying. But, like, you know,
what number Danimals, does that correspond to?
It's abstract.
Okay.
I'd say, like...
Just like Mitski.
Like 5.5.
Okay.
But so you just
said it was
well.
Abstract.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't want to hear the number. Now I feel bad.
Then why did you ask me? I'm sorry. I'm mean to you. Oh,
I'm kidding.
Give it a...
It's fine. I wrote it in, like, what, 2 minutes? It's fine. It's fine. It's okay.
It moved you to tears.
Did it?
No, I think I moved you to tears. That was my bad. Oops.
Also, for context, I'm going to a county fair today. That's why I said that.
Nice. For context, I'm not going to a county fair. I will be petting no animals. Unless I find one on the street. In which case it might be.
The chance is not zero of that.
No.
You could find one.
They have bunnies here. They had rats in Alston. So I'm kind of like, if I found one, might just have to snatch it.
When we lived in Alston, we saw many rats. And they are big.
Yeah, they touch you too. They're not shy.
They're not shy. They don't play around.
No.
They're huge. They're like the size of like a small cat. It's crazy.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen them for yourself, you know, go and check them out. Give them a good old sniff.
Take an adventure. Go see a rat or two. That's all there is for you in Alston right now during the pandemic is just rats and pain.
Yeah, yeah. Or what else do they have? They have a video game esports cafe. They also have that.
What is that?
I don't know. I see it on Commonwealth all the time, though, and I was thinking about going in, but I don't know how much money it is to just sit there and play
I've never seen that.
Minecraft. Or, I guess most people don't choose that. People get, like, into it.
Would you choose Minecraft at the arcade? Call in and let us know. At 855-915-9636. We'd love to hear your Minecraft discourse. Oh, no, that's Discord. Never mind.
Would you like more music now?
Call in to tell us how awkward we are. That's what we really want to know.
Or come out on air.
Yeah. Call us and come out. We'll put you on air. All right. Here's Nirvana.
Go to a lake of Thank you. Thanks for coming. Thank you.
beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself,
back again. I'm gonna try something new. We have a PSA, and I'm gonna try and do an auto one. If it doesn't work, that'll be super awkward, but let's see.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, I do, but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Was that Ron Swanson?
I think it was. Anyways, happy National Coming Out Day. If you'd like to come out on air to WFO Radio, you have 7 minutes to do so.
7 minutes to come out.
Clock's ticking.
But yeah, thanks for joining us for Indigenous Peoples Day and National Coming Out Day. And yeah. Emmeline is crying. She was so moved by the PSA.
My eyes started itching and I didn't know what to do and I panicked and I started laughing and now like my whole mask is wet. But anyways, thanks for joining us for our second show. We had a lot of fun. We'll be back next Monday at noon. So catch us then.
Yeah. Thanks for joining. Oh, you were listening to ADP Radio, 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is our last song, I think. Yeah, it's Governator by Green Day.
Nice. Enjoy.
No way. the goal, let's get it on.
Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5.